Greg Hess was part of Indiana Task Force 1, which is one of the earliest responders to Ground Zero after the 2001 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. He says he thinks of the scene every day and still is overcome with anger.
For someone to orchestrate and to kill 3,000 innocent people in a span of about 3 or 4 hours, you can't put it into words.
The task force spent more than a week helping in the rescue and recovery, and it almost cost Hess his life.
I was diagnosed with stage 3A colon cancer in 2007, had surgery, and then did 6 months of chemo, and they have now determined that my cancer is attributed to my exposures at Ground Zero. So now I'm not only a rescuer, I'm a victim.
Hess's cancer is now in remission. His life has been saved, but he wanted to honor the thousands of 9/11 victims who weren't so lucky.
Those firefighters and police officers and medical personnel went into that building knowing that there was probably a good chance that they weren't going to come out of it, but they did it anyway. I mean, that's what we do as firefighters. We put our lives on the line for other people, but they made the ultimate sacrifice, and so did 2,700 other people.
So in 2010, Hess came up with an idea to put together a 9/11 memorial in Indianapolis.
When I came home, I thought we need to immortalize not only the people that died that day, but Indiana's role in the rescue and recovery efforts.
Hess spearheaded the effort to construct the Indianapolis Memorial by petitioning to get 2 steel beams that fell when the Trade Center towers collapsed from the Ports Authority in New York and New Jersey. 14 months later, the beams were erected by the Downtown Canal. Weighing a combined 35,000 pounds, the beams are surrounded by 7 trees, which represent the 7 buildings of the World Trade Center, benches that replicate the ones at the World Trade Center, and atop the taller of the 2 beams sits a 400-pound bronze life-size sculpture of an eagle, the symbol of American freedom.
And he actually faces directly back to New York City, so he's always looking back. As if I've never left, I'm always looking back.
And with the unveiling of the new Memorial Museum in New York, Hess says what the eagle sees today is resilience.
I think he sees a lot of pride. He sees some sorrow, a lot of sorrow. You know, it's still very poignant with a lot of people. But I think he sees a nation that has rebounded and has come full circle and has just, you know, has not let the evil guys get us down.
And Hess hopes Indianapolis can be a part of the new museum. He sent pictures of the memorial near the canal to New York for use in a book highlighting memorial sites across the country. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.